You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Don't know if you recall, but earlier this year when the legislature was just shifting into gear, Governor Abbott was urging sweeping ethics reform, characterizing government transparency as the most important commodity to bolster the bond of trust between lawmakers and the people. So, how's that gone? Well, if there were a report card, and now there is one, Texas would get a D-. The study by the Pulitzer Prize-winning Center for Public Integrity places Texas at 38 out of 50 states on the integrity meter. Joining us to talk about it, Nicholas Kuznets. He is a project manager at the Center for Public Integrity. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
Let's back up here before we get to that D minus. What do you look at when you're coming up with these state grades? How are states evaluated?
States are evaluated across a really broad range of government operations, but all looking at questions of transparency and accountability. So this covers everything from open records laws to ethics laws for each branch of government, to the budget process, internal auditing, lobbying disclosure.
So when you look at what factors go into this, what is it that Texas gets dinged hardest on?
Well, Texas gets dinged on a number of different categories. For example, in campaign spending, you know, there's unlimited campaign spending in the state, and that really hurt the grade. Lawmakers have no revolving door law covering them, so they can leave office and go into any private sector job they please. There's weak ethics oversight. You know, the member of the Ethics Commission, in fact, this year said that the body faces an ethics emergency. There's also no entity that oversees the application of open records laws. So there are a lot of categories where the state got an F. There are a couple where Texas scored well, though, it's worth noting,
yes,
including the transparency for the budget process and internal auditing.
So did anyone across the U.S. Get an A?
No. The best score is a C. There were some A's within categories. For example, Texas got an A on the budget process,
right?
But no one did well across the board.
So who got the C? Who's the teacher's pet, I guess?
That was Alaska. And so what you see in Alaska are a lot of pretty strong, you know, oversight laws, public access to information laws. You know, they did very well with lobbying disclosure, for example. But again, I say pretty strong because a C is hardly.
Sure. I mean, you know, you think about some of these issues, transparency, secrecy, conflicts of interest. You know, a lot of people listening to you talk here would say, well, look, this is just, I don't know, business as usual at state houses, no matter where you are. What incentive is there for change?
Well, I mean, I think that a lot of people are disillusioned with government, and in fact, a lot of people's disillusionment with government in Washington is what is making people turn increasingly to the states. I mean, a majority of Americans in a recent poll said that they're looking to their state and local governments for policy solutions rather than Washington, D.C. And so when you look at what the state of affairs is in state government with access to information and conflicts of interest rules, you know, this is really troubling.
But, you know, you think about what Governor Abbott did. I was just mentioning that a couple of minutes ago when he started the legislative session saying this was his top priority, and almost nothing came of ethics, government ethics reform here. What accounts for that lack of traction?
Well, I think what you see in Texas, you know, recently and in a lot of states is that when you have public officials essentially in charge of the laws that oversee themselves, there is not a lot of incentive, as you said. And so a lot of the times there isn't a lot of change. And often it takes big scandals. And that's what you see in a lot of states. New Jersey, this happened about a decade ago. Connecticut, and actually some of the states that score well in our assessment are states with a history of corruption that had big scandals, and that's what it took to really react and pass some strong
laws. Very interesting. We're going to have a link to this report at texasstandard.org. Nicholas Kuznets is project manager at the Center for Public Integrity. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me.